Proclamation number 7535 of 29th of February, 1960. Love is everything. God's Word. Everything that is supported by the spirit of love is beneficial for your spiritual development. If only the flame of love is always nourished within you, then you can also speak of spiritual progress. Yet without love you will remain at the same stage as when you began your embodiment as a human being. It is about your will, thinking and acting. As soon as this is determined by love, you also fulfill your purpose of earthly life, you mature your soul. But if self-love is the driving force behind everything you undertake, then this will only have a physical effect. You will not be able to achieve success for your soul. However, the spark of love slumbers in every person's heart and only needs to be ignited. The human being only needs to carry out a small work of love, and this spark of love will have found nourishment and will increase, and the human being will then be driven from within into ever new works of love, because the flame of love will constantly increase until it completely fills the human being, and his whole way of life will only be a constant working of love. And then his self-love will also have become smaller and smaller, whereas love for his neighbor will constantly increase. But then the human being's change of nature is also complete, for the purpose of which he walks on earth. This process of change acquires the human being's goodwill, which is free and therefore cannot be forced to carry out works of love. But if it is good, then the human being will do of his own accord what corresponds to the commandments of love for God and his neighbor. And the fact that the will is good should be achieved through the supply of the divine word. As soon as it is possible for the human being to be addressed by God, so that he willingly listens to his word, it is also possible for the human being's will to turn towards God, to turn towards good, and then the human being is also inwardly willing to do good. That is, to perform works of love. And therefore the supply of the divine word is a necessity, and the work in the vineyard of the Lord consists of spreading the divine word, of conveying God's address to people, of causing them to open themselves when God wants to address people through his word. And his address will always consist of him placing the commandments of love for God and neighbor as paramount and clarifying their effect. And then the human being can decide of his own free will what his attitude towards this will be. He is certainly called upon to live a life of love, but he is not forced to do so. However, his salvation depends on how he evaluates the divine word, whether he is not only a listener but also a doer of the divine word. But once the divine spark of love has been ignited in him, it will no longer go out but always receive new nourishment. Eternal love itself will repeatedly send its ray into the heart and kindle the flame of love again and again until it flares up brightly, and intimate love seizes the whole person, which then applies to the divine Creator and Father, whom the heart has recognized and whom it now also loves with all its soul. Then the purpose of earthly life is fulfilled. But without love it remains idle. Without love the soul cannot mature, and without love there is no redemption for the soul. Amen.